In the day's other news, a federal judge in San Diego ordered a temporary halt to deporting migrant families that were separated and then reunited. The American Civil Liberties Union asked for a delay of at least a week, saying, quote, mass deportations were imminent. ACLU officials welcomed today's move.
What the judge said is that they should continue with reunifications, even if the parent has a removal order. And this way, the parent and the child will have some time to talk over whether the child should stay in the country to fight their immigration case still.
The Trump administration opposed the ruling. It is under a court-ordered deadline to reunite more than 2,500 older children with their parents by July 26th. Migrants are still arriving in Europe by the hundreds from Africa. About 450 were allowed to disembark in Sicily today after six European Union nations agreed to take them in. Italy had refused to let the ships dock over the weekend. Elsewhere, Spanish crews rescued nearly 480 migrants at sea over the weekend. Nearly 17,000 have made it to Spain this year. One of the European Union leaders appealed to the U.S., to Russia and China today to preserve world order by preventing trade wars. European Council President Donald Tusk spoke at a summit with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
It is a common duty of Europe and China, America and Russia, not to destroy this order, but to improve it. Not to start trade wars, but to bravely and responsibly reform the rules-based international order.
Meanwhile, China complained to the World Trade Organization about a U.S. threat of tariffs on another $200 billion worth of imports from China. In turn, the U.S. complained to the WTO about retaliation by China, the EU, Canada, and others for earlier tariffs. In Syria, state news media and activists report Israeli airstrikes hit near Aleppo overnight. Nine people were killed. The target appeared to be an airbase used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard in support of Syrian forces. It would be the latest in a series of such Israeli attacks. Hundreds of people protested in Nicaragua's capital today against a government crackdown. 12 more people died over the weekend as police and paramilitaries attacked activists at universities and at roadblocks. Some 300 have died in the last 3 months as the government used force to quash dissent. Protesters in Chicago are turning out again tonight over the police killing of a black man on Saturday. Late Sunday, police released body camera footage that showed Harith Augustus with a holster's gun at his hip and apparently reaching toward it. The chief said officers had to react.
You know, these things happen in a split second, and officers have to make decisions quickly. They don't have the luxury of looking at video later. When you see the video, you know, you take a look at it and you'll come to your own conclusions.
There is no sound on the body cam video, and activists are calling for police to release other footage of the shooting. Saudi Arabia today banned dozens of video games that it says lead children to harm themselves. They include versions of Assassin's Creed and Grand Theft Auto. There have been reports that two young Saudis, a boy and a girl, committed suicide after playing a social media game. The Blue Whale Challenge is said to urge players to perform various tasks and then take their own lives. On Wall Street today, energy stocks sagged after the price of oil tumbled, and that weighed on the broader market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average managed to gain 45 points to close at 25,064. But the Nasdaq fell 20 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 3. And in France, hundreds of thousands of people celebrated Sunday's victory over Croatia in the World Cup finals. The vast throng packed the famed Champs-Élysées in Paris to greet the new world champions of soccer. The team showed off the trophy from atop a double-decker bus. Still to come on the NewsHour, our Politics Monday team gauges the fallout from President Trump's statements on Russia. A new documentary takes us inside the mind of the late Robin Williams. And advice from David Sedaris on how to deal with offensive comments.